Hi everyone, welcome to 2 Minute Tips. This is Carla Ferreira. Last time we talked about how putting tactile markers on your microwave can better help you use that appliance. Now let's see what we can do for the stove and oven dials. Ask a friend or relative to take a look at the oven dials with you. Usually there is a bake and broil button somewhere. Put a bump dot or other type of marker on the bake button. Now push it. What happens? Does the temperature automatically go to 350 degrees? If not, do you have to push the temperature up button? If you do, put a marker on it. Then if there's a start button, mark it. If need be, mark the stop button too. You should now be able to set your oven to your desired temperature. Now let's take a look at the stovetop dials. They are round like a clock. Remember, the top of a clock is 12 o'clock, bottom is 6 o'clock, right middle is 3, left middle is 9. Most stovetop dials taper a bit or may even have a little notch on them. Take a good feel of the dial. When that notch is at 12 o'clock, the oven is off. Notch at the bottom, or at 6 o'clock, is probably around medium heat. Notch at 3 o'clock, medium high, 9 o'clock, a lower setting. Many folks I have worked with have put a bump dot at the 6 o'clock position, so they know when the notch and the bump dot line up, they are on medium heat. See if that works for you. If you want more information on how to place tactile markers on your stove and oven dials, give me a call and leave a voicemail at 941-3322, extension 111, or send me an email at cferreira@insight.org. All of us here at Insight are still available to help with your needs. On the next episode, we'll take a look at ways that we can label and organize all those papers we have collecting on our desks. Thanks for listening, and stay well.